wasn't very long at all before you quickly began forgetting how miserable it all was it not? And because you were so completely miserable then, it seemed endless then, like some undeserved torture. But you lived through it, and you lived through it a lot easier and quicker than what you thought at the time, than what was negative in your imagination, did you not? Then a little while later, you vaguely even remembered that it had even happened. It felt like such a long, long time ago that very quickly it hardly even continued to influence you in any way, except perhaps by boosting your own immune system, without even you having any conscious knowledge of that. So soon after that, you very rarely even thought about it anymore, because there was no need. It was simply just something that happened long ago, and so many good and happy things happened later that they sort of obscure and outweigh any brief periods of pain, misery, unhappiness, or anxiety. And so now, with this pain that you have been through, even though it was much worse than the misery of the flu, it is also, and will also now seem this way to you, and so very, very soon, it will be very hard to even consciously remember how bad it was then. Go deeper now from 5, 4, 3, that's right, 2, 1. And you know that when we're miserable or hurting, we usually don't realize any benefits that will soon arise from our past suffering. Because through the process of suffering, and almost always without having any conscious awareness of it, we begin to change inwardly, and we become stronger. No pain, no gain. So as we go through the turmoils of life to come, and deal with the turmoils of life that have been, the pain, the fears, the hurt, and the loneliness, we grow stronger, much stronger, stronger.